It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Learn this term, digital certificate. It's an online document that verifies a website is legit. If you go to Amazon, the certificate tells your web browser that this is the real thing, not a ripoff site that just looks like Amazon. Last week, we told you how a hacker broke into a company called DigiNotar and made a fake digital certificate, allowing that hacker to spy on people online. We now know it wasn't just one certificate. Kim Zetter writes for Wired's Threat Level blog.
They were actually able to create about more than 500 certificates, and these were certificates that would allow someone to impersonate Google. That would have been Gmail, Google Docs, anything else like that, Yahoo, Skype. They also obtained certificates for CIA's website.
So does that mean all those sites, CIA, Yahoo, Google, everything else, is potentially being spied upon when you go to those sites?
No, it just means that a fraudulent certificate has been issued. They've been revoked now, as many as they know about. There may be some other certificates that they don't know about.
Someone claiming to be this hacker boasted online that he had hacked four more companies that issue certificates. He mentioned one by name, GlobalSign. This week, GlobalSign suspended issuing new certificates as a precaution. Anoop Ghosh of the security firm Invincia says the fakes are hard to detect.
When we use our browser to do a secure connection, whether it's to Google or to our bank, we look at the icon, which shows that it's a secure communication. And that icon is based on the presence of that certificate. If the certificate can actually be forged, we, as an end user, have no way of knowing that that certificate was forged. In fact, the communication is now going to a different site than the one we think it's going to.
So if I'm in the middle of one of these attacks, or if somebody is in the middle of my connection trying to get through to Google, is it going through to Google, or is it going through to a site that's posing as Google?
That's a great question, because, in fact, it does both. The way the attack works is they actually have to reroute your connection to Google through their server. By rerouting it, they're able to break the secure connection, to record the communications completely in plain text, and then re-encrypt it back to Google. From the end user point of view, it looks like it's going to Google all along. What we're all learning is that the security companies that underpin the security of the internet are as vulnerable as anyone else, and we can't take for granted that these communications will remain secure.
Anoop Ghosh from Invincia. Twitter is becoming a fiction venue. Bill Corbett is known for his work on Mystery Science Theater 3000. He's taking a play he wrote and adapting it to Twitter. You can read it at Heckler for Truth. That's a numeral four.
The character is an unnamed protagonist who is sort of an odd fellow, a bit of a loner, who has taken it upon himself to become a heckler, although he doesn't like to call himself that, but takes it as a deadly serious mission that he has to become good at it and make it work for the world.
So your protagonist is an antagonist.
Yeah, pretty much.
Why write this for Twitter? Why adapt this for Twitter?
Well, it's something I wrote about 10 years ago, and I thought it was funny and it worked. But it was sort of a monologue on stage, and it was in diary form. So it was that kind of point of view of updates of what I'm doing now. And that just seemed to connect to Twitter.
We have an excerpt of Bill reading from Heckler for Truth at MarketplaceTech.org. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business. Always thinking of ways to help your business be ready for anything. More at BestBuy.com/business.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.